AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The armed man authorities say tried to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner has made his first court appearance. Sagar Magani has details.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says Cole Thomas Allen faces three federal charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States.
Plus two gun counts. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says Allen made his intentions clear in a message sent to family members minutes before the attack.
To bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Allen did not enter a plea during a brief court appearance and will at least temporarily remain in federal custody. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans in Congress have launched an effort to approve and pay for President Trump's new White House ballroom following Saturday's shooting.
We've paid for it by offsetting it with custom fees.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
But the estimate is $332 million. We're going to do $400 million because I think it's probably going to take more.
In the Middle East, officials say Iran has offered to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade of Iranian ports and ends the war. But the proposal also would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program, an offer President Trump seems unlikely to accept. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well.
Oil prices rose again Monday, Brent crude for June delivery settling above $108 per barrel, while July delivery, which is where more of the trading is currently happening, was above $101 per barrel. Meanwhile, AAA has the national average for gasoline above $4.11 per gallon. On Wall Street, small moves for the major stock indexes Monday, but the S&P and the NASDAQ each closed at new record highs. The Dow was lower. This is AP News. In Underhill, Vermont, a sheep has made a rare delivery.
We had our first ewe lamb of the season, and she had six babies, which was way more than we've ever had before.
Anne O'Connor owns Clover and Bee Farm. The sextuplets and their mother are all doing well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable.
They're so sweet. It's like therapy, just like sitting out here and spending time with them. And they're just such wonderful animals.
Sources differ on how uncommon sheep sextuplets are, with O'Connor putting the number at 1 in 1,000. Some agricultural websites place it at 1 in a million or higher.
The six of them will just like frolic all around, and they lay in a big heap together at night, and they're doing so great.
I'm high up in 20.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.